This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz. Max Power produces and engineers the show. And as you know, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline, 869-1240. We will be talking Iowa State football today with Dylan Montz of the Ames Tribune. And we'll be talking Nick Offerman with Nick Offerman coming up at 4:40 today. Get by a radio or a radio.com app or a streaming device or however it is that you listen to this show. Make it happen.
How do you listen to our show?
Oh, you're here. How would you listen to this show if you weren't here?
On my phone, probably. Isn't that how everybody listens to everything on their
phone?
Don't
most people listen as they drive around town?
I guess, but
if you want to
listen to the whole thing, aren't you going to listen on the radio.com app on your cellular device?
We got our podcast available, kfhradio.com. By the way, you can go to kfhradio.com, click the menu button, and register for our annual League 42 golf tournament coming up the first Friday in October. October, is it 4th? Help me out there. October 4th at Sand Creek
October
Station
4th.
In Newton. We start at noon. We'll have a meal before the game, before the golfing, a meal after the golf.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
Pizza. And then a full meal from Luis Lopez, who is...
Former Shocker?
Yes. Well, he played baseball briefly.
Okay. I don't know. Why do I know the name?
Well, I don't know why you know the name.
I thought he played for Wichita State. Maybe not.
No, he did play for Wichita State. Very briefly.
All right. That's what I thought.
Now he's the proprietor of Emerson Biggins.
Well, that'll be good then. I may have to register.
Wouldn't you play?
I don't.
Why wouldn't you get a team from Paradigm?
I won't play, but I may register.
Get a team from Paradigm to play.
No, I tried that last year, and it didn't seem to go over that well.
Try it this year. We're doing it back out at Sand Creek where we have a comfort level. I would love to see a bunch of our listeners, and we've had good participation from this show. I would love to see you all out there.
Yeah, so would I.
You're not going.
As we eat Emerson Biggins.
You've never been to our golf
Friday
tournament.
Evening. Well, I did get a team together from Paradigm last year, and Adam Cowart, former Wingnut, played in it.
That's right. He did, didn't he?
Yes.
Why'd you forget about that?
I saw Adam Cowart at the 8-1-1 run. He's now working with one of our local pipeline companies.
Is that right?
Yes.
Former Wingnut, Adam Cowart. Today I put pepper on my grapes. Should I be concerned?
Did you eat them?
You know what I did?
You did?
Yeah. I just wondered how it would taste. And it wasn't horrible.
You had pepper grapes.
I didn't shake it very much. I recognized the mistake I was making fairly early on. But these are the kind of things that as you get older, you start to wonder about.
Did you put whipped cream on your cottage cheese while you were at it?
No, but I went to lunch last Friday with a gentleman who did this to cottage cheese, Tabasco sauce and honey.
Who would do that?
Now think about only your boss.
I love it.
Really?
The big boss, not the boss we had on.
No, the big boss.
Yeah.
Tabasco sauce and honey. Now, I've got to try that, don't I?
No, but if you feel like you need to. I mean, go for it.
And
that
he stirred
sounds...
it all up together, and he just loved it.
That sounds terrible.
But he also had beets, so I don't know.
If that's his taste, I don't think you're gonna like it.
What's the strangest combination that people do with their food? Because I'm not an adventurous person.
This isn't adventurous, but you want to know what I got on my pizza last night?
Anchovies.
No.
Pineapple.
No, it's not weird, but it was just, I got grilled chicken, Philly steak, meatballs, and onions. Your thoughts on that combination?
Well, did you get that for everybody or just for you?
Just for me. A little modified meat
lovers. I wouldn't
do
onions, but you like onions.
I do. I think they're fantastic.
I don't like onions. I don't understand onions. But what's the most adventurous thing you do as an eater?
Pretty much nothing for me.
Here's Andrew to get us kicked off. Andrew now calling from Arkansas City. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Jeff. How are we doing today?
What's it like down there in Ark City?
It is freaking amazing, guys.
Really?
I love this place. I love this place. This college, this atmosphere, the people is awesome. Like, just the whole area is just amazing. I couldn't ask for it better. 2 years coming my direction. It's going to be a blast. I know this from only being here for 3 days now. I thought Moline was cool, and then I came here to Cali, and like, it's just a whole nother world. It's amazing.
That is the funniest sentence we've ever heard. Maybe ever on the show. I thought Mulvane was cool, then I went to Ark City. I mean, that's great, Andrew. I love it.
Yeah, what is that? What are you doing,
it's
Jeff?
It's all good.
Listen, here's a kid, Andrew, who we love. He's off on an adventure in college.
Of course.
He actually left home. You couldn't. You were too scared.
I wasn't scared.
You had to have daddy.
Oh, please.
Now, Andrew, that made me laugh. Now, Andrew.
Shut up, Andrew.
Andrew is going to spread his wings.
And fly away.
And we're going to watch you. We're going to watch you develop with this experience, Andrew. And I'm looking forward to it.
Andrew, I kind of miss you. Is that okay?
It's all right, Jeff. I'm coming down sometime, and I'll let you know. We can have lunch again. Maybe Bob and I and you can all have lunch together. But I wanted to say two things real fast. The first thing is, you guys, on this conversation, I put ketchup on my mac and cheese and mix it together. I love
that.
So good. It's so good. So good.
Okay.
And then also, are you guys as excited for KU football this year than I am? Because I'm pretty freaking excited for KU football.
You're more excited than us.
You're more excited than we are. However, I am intrigued. That's the word I'm using.
Like, I've never – it's weird. I've never been excited for KU. I'm not even a KU football fan. I just – can't wait to see what Les Miles does.
Les Miles is either going to succeed wildly or be a disaster, and I don't think there's any in between.
There's an in between. It's still KU.
I don't know.
It's going to be amazing. Well, I just want to let you guys know that.
Thank you, Andrew.
Enjoy your rest of the day.
All right. There's Andrew from Cali Community College.
All right. Let's see how
we watched the kid. It was just last fall that I went down to Mulvane.
Well, maybe we'll
visit him.
We'll get a new mascot call on the show. Can we go through KU's schedule real quick? And you can tell me if any of these conference games are winnable.
I don't know. Of course, some of them are winnable.
Then let's figure out which.
Well, I can already tell you the ones that are winnable.
That seems winnable.
TCU, Texas Tech, K-State.
I don't think they're going to win at TCU.
But it's winnable. I'm not convinced about TCU.
So, okay, here are their first five games. Indiana State, Coastal Carolina, at BC, home against West Virginia, at TCU.
Home against West Virginia is winnable.
Right, so give me the percent chance that KU starts 5-0.
17%.
Wow. Okay.
That means 83% they don't.
I know, but still, that's maybe 25% they start 4-1, and they'll have a winning record.
They'll win their first two. I don't know what Boston College has. They're an underachieving program of late. I wouldn't expect them to be a real threat, but they might be good enough to beat KU at home.
Maybe.
We'll talk about KU next week.
I know, but I kind of want to delve in a little.
We'll get to them.
Dip my toe in the water.
We got to get our fantasy league set up. That draft will be 2 weeks from Thursday night.
Really?
Out at Side Pockets, the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. You, me, and Duda are three for sures, and we need seven others.
Well, Calvin Hawk is in.
What do you mean Calvin Hawk?
I promised him a spot.
Because he'd go see Jason Eadie?
Yeah.
Well, he's forfeited that spot.
No, he hasn't. I promised him that spot, and I'm gonna hold up my end of the bargain.
Well, I got to hear from Calvin that he's still interested.
Of course he's interested.
So we need six more who are interested. You can tweet me, at Bob Lutz, if you want to be in our fantasy draft. Oh, we've got Virgil Ballard, too.
Yes.
So So really, we only have now five spots
available.
Jason Duda, yours truly.
You sure you don't want to make it a 12-teamer?
No, I don't. I like getting good players.
Well, you can get good players.
I don't like
at 12.
Struggling for players. It's
you
already
don't struggle at 12.
I
did a mock 20-team draft, and I still was getting guys I heard of at, by the end of it.
I don't want that.
12 is fine.
I want to keep it at 10. That's what I choose
because
to do.
Because you haven't heard of many others?
I just want to keep it at 10.
All right.
So I have five openings. We will meet at 6:30.
How are we going to fill these spots? Is it first come, first serve? Is it random? Is it?
It'll be random.
On a whim?
I'll put names in a hat. But you got to get in by the end of the week. By the end of the day tomorrow.
Wow.
That's plenty of time. I'll bet they're already filing in on Twitter.
Oh, make sure you put it on Twitter because not everyone is listening right now that might want to participate.
I get unbelievable response
on
Twitter.
Should we give a spot to our World Series of Face-Off winner, Andy Bartel? Should that be a prize?
No, all not right. Unless he wants one.
Okay.
You know what I'm looking forward to doing?
What's that?
Putting the field together for our Tournament of Champions next year. Our Legends Tournament. That's what we'll call it.
All right.
The World Series of Face-Off Legends Tournament. And we'll need to get with Pat Pask. We'll go to lunch or dinner or whatever Pat chooses. And we'll go over all the information we have. And by golly, we'll put together.
Well, and hopefully all these people want to be in it or can be reached. They will, right? Why wouldn't Chris Dean want to be in the Tournament of Champions?
Let's see here. Earl's in. Do we take Earl again?
Earl was in it last year.
Yeah, I got it. Derek Slayton is in.
I thought you said it was random.
I'm saying he's in to be considered.
Okay. Well, then.
At Bob Lutz. You know.
Give people a chance.
What do you think of the post I made yesterday about?
I don't know.
I'm going to get football people in to talk about it. And it's every time I put something like that on Facebook.
But we have no context of this, what was going on.
No, I just drove by. And I said that. And I didn't make a judgment. However, from what I've gotten to know about kids football, it seems to be crazy.
Maybe.
So we'll talk about it. I want to talk about it.
Oh, I think.
Is it crazy? Guy on Twitter says, I played football first to fourth grade. Stop being such a snowflake. Yeah, but did you practice every night? Were you out in 98-degree heat and 105-degree heat index?
Why does that make that guy tough, first to fourth grade? Who cares?
For the people who view this as a toughness thing, you people are driving me nuts. I just don't get you. It's not tough. To
right.
have kids out there.
And a 9-year-old doesn't need to be tough anyway. That's a
you
trait.
People
that
are driving me nuts.
Later.
I just want you to know that. All of you. No, not all of you. Earl, you're not driving me nuts. How are you?
I'm well, but I thought you guys said I'd be a part of your league this year.
Did we say that?
I don't know.
I could have sworn that at our little deal with Side Pockets. If you're reneging, that's cool, but, you know, I didn't know if your memory was, you know, as short as maybe
you know
other
what? I'm changing my mind, and I'll put in the first five that get in touch.
So then I get to play, so
yeah,
I can
because
you guys
because
like a government mule.
This is kind of a whiny call, but yes, you'll be in.
This isn't, oh, okay, let me help your whiny call. All these youth coaches, look. Have them drink Pedialyte. Have Pedialyte in the coolers. When it gets over 90 with humidity like the tropicals, don't have helmets on. These guys are not using good common sense. God bless them. They're volunteers. They're out there doing it. It doesn't teach a bit of toughness. Back in the day when we played Bob, we were thought we were sissies if we didn't get any water. Well, that's just foolishness. And it's proven to be dangerous for these guys, and I've got quite a few years of coaching experience. Take care of your kids like you take care of your own kids.
But so
you
many
don't
of
have
the...
them out there being brutalized by the elements. Tomorrow's a new day to cool down and get stuff done. And volunteer junior coaches, their attention span is diddly squat when it's 98 degrees and they're sweating their themselves off.
Their attention spans diddly squat in the best of conditions.
Well, that's in baseball, Bob. In football, you can refocus them pretty quickly. There are drills that are available to a football player that aren't available to a baseball coach. So there is a little difference there. But these look, when I read those guys were running laps yesterday, and I got to tell you, it was hot.
Listen, I don't know if they were running laps. They were running what appeared to be a lap. I did not stop and watch. I just drove by, and that's what I saw. So whether they were running laps, I'm not sure.
When it gets that hot, you don't have helmets on, guys. Use your head a little bit. Get a little creative with your practice. Make sure you got some Pedialyte. And I know people think that's just for kids, but it's far better for hydrating and getting the electrolytes for these kids when they play than giving them that sugar-infused Gatorade. So be smart with the kids. They're a precious resource.
Thanks, Earl. We appreciate it. Dan is next at 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Dan?
Yeah, hey, how come I wasn't even asked to be in this fantasy league?
Look, we're not asking.
Yeah, we don't ask.
We're not needy. If you want in, let us know. And the way to let us know was on Twitter.
Well, he made a call. Put him down. He's in.
I mean, don't be afraid, Bob. I'm legendary right here. Remember that? The legend killer.
Does the defending champion belong back in the mix?
Absolutely.
Daniel Collins.
Nah.
If he is back in the mix, we've filled up our...
Dan, you're in because we know we can count on you for some trash talk occasionally.
Daniel Collins beat me in the championship game last year.
Nah.
Oh, Bob, that sucks to be runner-up.
Thanks, Dan.
All that work.
We'll let you know if you're in or not.
He's in. There's no question about it.
I'll let him know.
And Earl can be in, too. Let's get
And Derek Slayton. And a guy that got a hold
Derek
of me.
Do we need Derek Slayton?
Yes.
Derek, call.
Derek, call the show at 869-1240.
We'll see if you have what it takes.
And Benny Dick. And Daniel Collins, the returning champ.
No, we need alpha males in this thing.
What?
We need guys like
Why,
Dan.
Why, to offset you?
Sure. Who are going to call in.
You are the exact opposite of an alpha male.
Great, but I still want guys who are going to call in
and
mix it up.
You want to see an alpha male? Look over here.
Where? I don't see
one
in
here.
No,
look right at me.
I don't see one
in
this room.
I'm as alpha as alpha gets.
No, you are not.
Oh, my God. Isn't that obvious?
No.
To the people who listen to this show?
Because alpha males don't say, isn't it obvious that I'm an alpha male?
Absolutely it is.
No, they don't say that.
Here's Derek. Derek, what do you have to say to Jeff for indicating you're not an alpha male?
I didn't say
that. Yeah, I don't quite understand that.
Derek, well, what do you got?
Here's what you do, Derek. You show up at Side Pockets for this draft 2 weeks from Thursday. You grab Jeff by the lapel and throw him over a pool table.
All right.
All right?
I can do that. I can do that to prove I'm an alpha male.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Derek.
Derek's in.
You're in.
All right.
You backed down so
quickly. No, I didn't. I needed him to come strong, and he did.
I think we set the field. Well, I presume Virgil's still going to run this thing.
We haven't heard from Daniel Collins, so.
Daniel, you got to call us to be in.
He might just be a walk-off guy.
Benny, you got a call to be in, too. I'm not giving anybody any favors. This thing is a big-time deal.
Of course it is.
And it's really only for alpha males.
It is.
Which we'll let you in, though.
Well, you know my
Since
partner,
you're a co-host.
Scott Griffiths is going to be on my team with me.
Well, there's two
per tradition, whatever.
There's two non-alpha males.
We're fine with it.
Duda, we know, is an alpha. This is alpha
what?
As you get. Virgil Ballard, just the name.
Jason Duda, Mr. Oh, I'm not going to lose any sleep. I don't care. Couldn't care less. I'm fine with it. Rolls off my back. That's not alpha. Alpha male is a guy who takes charge occasionally, and Duda never does.
Here's Daniel answering our plea for a call. Hey, Daniel.
What's up, guys?
So you feel good about defending your championship?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. I was out of the country for a couple of months, so I didn't get to hear you guys. So
wait a minute. You were out of the country?
Yeah, I was on a deployment. So
there's alpha male.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. I'm positive.
All right. Beautiful,
remember,
Dan.
Remember, Jeff, I sent you an email or a tweet about Jeff Eady about doing lunch.
Okay.
But obviously, that's not going to work out now. So
we can still go to lunch.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your service.
Direct message me. I'll give you my number. You can text me anytime.
All right, good. We'll do that. But yeah, definitely catch up, and we can do our draft and see if we can meet up in the championship again.
There you go. Daniel Collins is in. There you go. The field is set. It was that easy. We'll have a good time out of Side Pocket.
We will.
I'll alpha male you to death.
I want to let Daniel know not to get his hopes up about. I mean, we'll have lunch, but just don't expect me to be Mr.
No, Daniel, you will be as bored as you've ever been at lunch with
Jeff. I'll try to entertain the kids.
Let's give away a couple tickets. Government Mule is in town Saturday night with Nikki Lane at the Wave. That concert begins at 8 p.m. A pair of tickets to caller number 2 at 869-1240. Back in a minute, Iowa State football, the topic, with Dylan Montz from the Ames Tribune. Stay with us.